This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The hotel industry in the Florida Keys normally leads the state in occupancy and room rates this time of year. But the coronavirus has changed everything. Last May, hotels in the Keys had an occupancy rate of almost 80%, and they were getting more than $350 a room on average. Those numbers were climbing even higher this year, until the coronavirus came along. The Keys closed to visitors on March 22nd, and there's a checkpoint at the county line. Only people who live, own property, or work in the Keys are allowed in. The latest report on the lodging industry shows the impact. For the first full week of May, the hotels are at 6% occupancy. That's right, 6%. Who is staying in Keys hotels? Essential workers like construction crews, healthcare workers who are isolating from family, and locals getting their homes tended for termites. Renting rooms requires special permission from Monroe County or the city where the hotel is. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.